It's story time with Sterling. This is your host, Steve Stifler. We're at the studios here at the Newberry News, and we have Sterling here sitting next to me. How are you doing today, Sterling?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, good, good. So what is today's topic on story time with Sterling?
I thought we would look back at the evolution of how Newberry got here, got started.
And I know we've talked about this sometime, on our Wednesday mornings when we putting labels on the paper. And I always find this really interesting. So I think our listeners will find this interesting as well.
All right. Well, basically, it all got started in 1879 when a group of businessmen and capitalists from Detroit joined a few others from the East to promote the construction of a railroad line between Marquette and St. Ignace. And so construction began and was completed in the spring of 1881, the Detroit Mackinac and Marquette Railroad.
So, Newberry, there has to be a man behind the name. What can you tell us about him?
Well, John Stoughton Newberry was a very wealthy businessman from Detroit who was an investor in many different companies. And so he was invested in the railroad being constructed. And also there was another person involved with the railroad by the name of James McMillan.
Hey, we recognize that name.
So, yeah. So the railroad, it was completed in the spring of 1881. And a small little railroad settlement was started. And then in 1882 is really when Newberry got started. John S. Newberry was also part of the Vulcan Iron Company. They established a pig iron manufacturing plant here in 1882. Basically, with being along the railroad, and also there was an abundance of hardwood in the vicinity in the woods of north of Newberry. So they figured, well, you know, if we have the camps where we can cut the wood to be used to make the charcoal, which was used to fuel the iron furnaces, right, you know, it'd be a good place for establishment of the iron company. So
did Mr. Newberry ever live in this area? Did he visit? What's the story behind that?
John S. Newberry, of course, lived in Detroit, but he never lived in Newberry, and I would fair to say he never even stepped foot in the town named after him.
That's incredible.
The only, 1882, Newberry got started, when they laid out the town, they decided to name the streets after his family, which includes John, Truman, Harry, Phelps, Handy, Parmalee, Robinson, all are names in the Newberry family. Truman Newberry was one of the sons of John Newberry. Truman Boulevard is named after Truman. He was a U.S. Senator and was Secretary of the Navy at one time. And, of course, Helen Street, Helen Newberry Joy, was the daughter of John S. Newberry and was a really big benefactor, and that's how the Helen Newberry Joy Hospital gets its name after her. She was married to Henry B. Joy, also from Detroit. And after she had died, her foundation donated the money towards the, so we could get a hospital here. So
right. So did, what was Mr. McMillan's name?
James McMillan. He was also a big businessman from the
Detroit
area. Yep.
It's kind of interesting how the founding fathers or areas that were named after people, folks from Detroit, way downstate, that came up.
Yep.
Do you think that he ever visited the area?
Well, I can't say for sure, but
right.
They just decided to name after the investors who, and Newberry wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the railroad.
Right.
And the iron company opened in 1883, and it went was in operation until 1945, and was the last of that type of manufacturing plant.
And where was that located?
That was just directly across the railroad track where a Newberry bottling facility is.
And the Torque.
Yep, and the
in
Torque.
In that area.
Yep, that was all the, there was company houses and company store. The Vulcan store was actually probably the first store in Newberry. And
okay.
So it was quite an operation.
And you have pictures of all that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So whenever we have our picture show around the 4th, you probably pull all those out, right?
Well, we've got a good example of some of the buildings, and I know there's a good one of the showing the guys in the casting house where the molten iron would run down into the sand beds in the casting house.
Okay.
And produce the 90-pound pieces of pig iron. We could probably do a separate show sometime on just the iron company, but, you know, because that was really that in the state hospital, you know, were really the lifeblood of Newberry.
Right.
So, but we can talk about the iron company one of these days. And
well, that we'll have to talk about the railroad as well.
Yeah. Yep. There's wanted to kind of look into, you know, how Newberry got started, why it was here.
And we've also teased the audience with a couple of other storylines that we can run with in the future.
Yeah,
so.
That's right, yeah.
Well, all right, we'll wrap things up here with that. Anything else you'd like to add to the topic?
I don't think so, because we could probably keep going for quite a while, so we'll save it for the next show.
Save it for later, all right. But well, we do want to thank everyone for listening. We've been receiving some good feedback, comments from people who are enjoying this. So we're having fun talking history, and we'll keep doing this. So thanks for joining us, Sterling.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.